I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Jesus never promised that following him would be popular. In fact, the Bible says the opposite. Still, it's jarring to see Western countries asking Christians to pick and choose the inoffensive parts of the Bible. Floyd Robel of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says lawsuits in both Canada and Finland have challenged some Bible passages as hate speech. Some want Christians to keep their faith private.
You can read what you want to read. You can preach what you want to preach. You can say what you want to say, but it has to be within the context of the four walls of the church.
So far, most of these lawsuits have failed. However, their frequency suggests a cultural shift against Scripture.
We can take great confidence in this world that, the Lord is in control. And he who is with us is greater than he who is against us.
Read more about these court cases, their potential consequences, and how to pray at our website. And China's Gen Zers are facing limited career opportunities while looking for more. In July 2023, the government released statistics that 21% of its 16 to 24-year-olds were unemployed. Kurt Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China.
In terms of the church, I think the opportunity to share the gospel is very open in that culture. When people are confused, when the dream that they had or the dream that somebody had for them falls apart, they're very open to what is true on a deeper level.
Since 2011, Bibles for China has distributed copies of God's Word. Now they're looking to add audio Bibles and SD cards. Ask God to use these efforts to draw young people in China to purposeful life in Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.